From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The UN Security Council has voted unanimously to pass a resolution being pushed by the United States that will deprive North Korea of $1 billion a year in revenue that helps fuel its illicit nuclear and ballistic missile program. The American ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley.
The price the North Korean leadership will pay for its continued nuclear and missile development will be the loss of one-third of its exports and hard currency. This is the most stringent set of sanctions on any country in a generation.
The move for additional sanctions is in response to Pyongyang's intercontinental ballistic missile, those launches on July 3rd and 28th, which showed North Korea may now have the capacity to reach the U.S. mainland and much of Europe with its missiles. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is in Manila on his first official trip to Southeast Asia. He's there for the ASEAN ministerial meeting. On his agenda will be the continuing U.S. call for a legally binding mechanism to prevent clearing conflicting territorial claims in the South China Sea, prevent those from erupting into a violent confrontation. While in the Philippines, Tillerson also will be seeking greater cooperation from regional allies in isolating North Korea. U.S. military aircraft and boats are searching for three U.S. Marines who are missing after their aircraft crashed into the sea off Australia's eastern coast. There is word now that that search has been called off. 23 other people aboard the so-called MV-22 Osprey have been rescued. This is VOA News.